I'm the captain!
Hello, this is your captain speaking. You are listening to Captains Only Podcast, because I am a captain and you most likely are not.
I'll tell you, Farhat, don't you just love the sound of my voice in the afternoon, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, episode 5, welcome back to this podcast, our episode today. My producer Farhat, speaking of Farhat, has been trying to tell me that today's topic may not come off well, but you have to remember that Farhat came from the streets of Palestine, so he tends to be a little nervous. Hey, Farhat, man, lighten up, bro. You know, hey, Farhat, what do you call an Arab with over 5,000 cows, buddy? You don't know? Give up.
A milk sheik.
So listen, today we're going to talk about one of my mantras: never give up. To be a jet captain, you got to jump through a lot of hoops, I'm telling you. In some of those hoops, they will appear in the strangest of forms. I mean, it could be an unexpected additional training opportunity you receive because your partner is bad at being a pilot and forces you into making mistakes and doesn't even listen to you when you keep telling him to put the flaps out. Could be anything. The key is to never give up. Hey, here's one. Maybe you're an FO and you've been contemplating suicide for a while because of the meaninglessness of your life. And maybe you're on a layover in Barcelona and your chances of getting laid with 6 flight attendants and the crew are pretty damn good. Maybe it's October 2016 and your samurai fighting fish just killed itself because you slid its 2-gallon aquarium next to the mirror in your workout room. Now, just an aside here. I'll stomp my foot on the ground for the military pilots in the room. My thing is, I knock on their hotel room door, honestly, right around when they should be falling asleep. Lights are typically dim. There's a chance they're so tired, hopefully intoxicated, that they think you're someone that they actually want to bang. And if they're really tired and don't want to play ball, that's generally 100% of the time, typically because you're the first officer, not the captain. But they may forget the encounter altogether. The important thing to remember is the very thing that gets you, the stupid FO, through to the golden seat. Never give up. Knock, knock. No? No answer? One down, 5 to go. Organize them by weight and snap a pic of the hotel sign-in sheet with your phone when they turn away from it. It's deadly intel, man. You're welcome. I remember a time I was brought to tears after being turned down by an entire crew. Even the L2 out of 10-11 heavy YUL flight attendant turned me down. That's when you go for a walk and try fishing outside the nearest watering hole. If I only was a captain that night. Never give up. I have control.